Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Real talk. Right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to you.
Can sip with us.
Can sip with us. Wow. Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Colleen. Ash, what are you sipping on today?
Guys, I made myself a double. Okay, so it's only available in a couple states. So I hesitated to really bring this up because I feel like I'm gonna make a lot of you.
It's an exclusive club.
Yeah. It's exclusive for now, but
only Ashley's in.
Yeah, just I'm in so far. Yeah, it is called Drinkworks, and it's from by Keurig, and it is a cocktail maker from Keurig. So it comes with these pods. You put it in the machine, you press start, you get a cocktail. It has like a carbonation tank in there, so it makes you carbonated drinks, whatever. Good. I made a double mojito. I did two pods worth of a mojito, and shit, that's fresh.
You know, one of my concerns when I hear about something coming from a pod like that is that it would be too like sweet tasting.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Like I don't trust a lot of pre-made drink.
I agree. Things. Yeah. Like, well, especially when if someone were to say, here, get this mojito mix, and then all you have to do is add rum to it, I would be like, doubtful. That's probably not good. Yeah. And that's how I also feel about margarita mixes. Not a big fan. But
they got it
right.
Actually
is pretty good. The mojito is good.
Like if you sat down at a bar and they served you that, would you be like, this is a good mojito?
Yeah.
Really?
I think we talked about this on Patreon. I do miss the visual of mint in there.
Yeah.
And because I feel like when they serve you a mojito, it's like overflowing with mint and it's pretty.
Yeah.
So I tried, I put it in a blue cup with a pink straw to like make it pretty. And I did crushed ice because I thought that would zhuzh it up. But I do miss the visual piece about the drinks.
Right.
I feel like if they serve me this, I would be like, you assholes, where's my garnish?
You should grow mint. But now that you have this, you really should because you'd use it. And it's a little pot. You just add a little water.
It's easy. Have you grown
it? Easy. I have. Right now, I'm growing basil and rosemary.
Where do you grow it? Indoor or out?
Right on my windowsill.
Indoor. Okay.
Indoor. If you grew them, that would be something I would think now that you're really into mojitos you have them on tap.
Yes.
That would be a good investment for your time. It's really no time.
Have you tried to grow basil? Now, basil's one of my favorite flavors in the world. How is that?
I have an abundance of basil, and it's very easy and very good. I make little basil mozzarella balsamic vinegar appetizer snacks.
Like the caprese or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't use all the basil I grow out of a little pot.
What?
Yes. I need you
I had no
here.
Idea.
I need you living here so I can give you bushels of basil.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know. There's lots of reasons that I need to be living there.
And that tops them. Look at my drink. I feel like you're going to be very proud of me, Ashley.
Wow. Looks like you're picking up something huge.
My gosh. Last week. So
wow.
I put together another quarantini. It was so good last week. I took notes from you and I put frozen strawberries in it.
Smart. What was that?
Mystery. I have a mixed bag of fruit.
Oh, okay.
And it looked like
maybe you were perhaps picking a bug out of your drink, but then she ate it. So then
it looked like a bug. I thought, ooh, what's this? And then it hit me. Oh, that's something frozen delicious, frozen pineapple or something. And it was good. But anyway, ice frozen strawberries. I put white wine.
White wine.
I put a Truly, the black cherry one, in it.
Black cherry.
And then I also added, do you know the Starbucks refreshers?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I like those. I drank them when I was pregnant. I went through a Starbucks drive-thru the other day because I was like, I just need to get out of the house. I just need to get something.
Yeah.
I'd like a Starbucks refresher, please. They said, oh, we don't carry these anymore. Like, I don't know if it's just at that store or everywhere. It has to probably just be at that store. And I said, okay. So I left with nothing. And then I proceeded.
You said okay.
I said okay.
You
I didn't know.
Pissed.
On the cuff, I didn't have a backup plan.
Right.
Because I wanted a refresher because they have caffeine and they're just delicious tasting.
And also beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful. And so I proceeded to search in Amazon Starbucks refresher. What did they have? A bulk pack that I purchased. So now I have an unlimited amount practically of Starbucks refresher cans in my house. The nice thing is they have a little caffeine for pick-me-up, and they're highly flavorful. So I also added
that
strawberry lemonade
brilliant.
Refresher into it. So this is a quarantini with an extra caffeine kick.
Oh, my God. And it's beautiful. And how tall is that glass? 3 feet? It's giant.
3 feet. I'm in Vegas where they give you things like in a boot and you need multiple straws. I have a yardtini.
You've got a yardtini there.
A corn yard.
Corn yard. Exactly. We didn't know what to name last week's episode. And I was like, what about, because Call was like, what a quarantine pick-me-ups. And I was like, how about, what did I say?
Corn spritzer.
Corn spritz me up.
Corn spritz me up.
Because you said like quarantine pick-me-ups. And I was like, ooh, play on words, corn spritzer. Corn spritz me up. You were like, first thing I see when I think is like the Koran. And you're like, I don't. So
it just wasn't reading right. But it was good. But it was brilliant. And saying it is hilarious.
So also, guys, that's exactly why I'm bringing this up now, so that you know how funny I am, okay?
Brilliant, a genius.
Just so that you know, I am very funny and smart, okay? Mm-hmm. It doesn't always translate onto words, so you might not hear every joke I've ever come up with. But
we
I'm
need
gonna
to
make
set
sure
the
I
record
tell you
straight.
Behind. Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. So here I am.
Glad we cleared that
All
up.
Right. Yeah, me too. Me too. Hey, we do have something.
Oh yeah.
So Colin and I had a brainstorming sesh about building up this little empire here with you guys. And we are vowing to create more of a presence over on Instagram.
Yes.
So we're each going to take a couple days of the week. Call's going to take the weekends because she has a full-time job during the week. I'm going to take a couple days during the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and be sharing on stories, sharing recipes, beauty product finds. Call, I think, is at some point going to do a little house tour on IGTV, save it over. Anyway, you're going to get all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
We also are wanting to create kind of some graphics that have our one-liners and, recap things from the episode, whatever you think is valuable. So we wanted to throw it out to the squad. So if anyone is looking for maybe some VA virtual assistant responsibilities to help us create some graphics or want to help us with our social media, we will pay. Not a ton, but we will pay.
We will pay.
And
email
we'll become besties. So
At youcansipwithus@gmail.com. We'd prefer
and
that.
Subject
we just
line
said
what?
We'd
like
pick up our Instagram message, but for important messages, please email because the DMs suck on Instagram.
Yes.
So and we can go into more details of exactly what we want graphics on, but it will require you to probably re-listen to every episode we've ever made.
Yeah.
So you got to really like us. And turns out we'll probably really love you back.
And
so
also, there was someone, we're making merch, you guys. Merch is coming.
Like, we've said that for a long time, but it's actually coming.
Like, Call legit placed the orders today for us.
For samples.
So that we can try them, make sure it's good quality, that we like them, and then it'll be all systems go. We have a hat and a tank coming in, then we're going to expand.
Go from there.
But someone sent in a really cute, drawing a year ago or more.
More.
That we're using. It has two little glasses on it. It's really cute. Anyway, if that was you, reach out to us. We'd like to send you a free shirt because we're using your art. But also, if you have any other things that you want to send us, if you guys are graphic designers, once again, here Call and I are, please create the content for us.
Yep.
We know
this is your pod.
This is your podcast and your
responsibility. And we mean it.
And I know you think, oh, you guys are the hosts. You guys are responsible for all the content and all of the brains. So bring it. Don't fail us now. You know?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. How about a little small business shout out?
Let's do it.
Okay. So there's a misconception out there, you guys, that Amazon must be soaring and doing really well, right? Because it's online and Prime and all these things. But there are a lot of small business owners on Amazon that deliver their products through Amazon that are seeing massive decreases in sales.
Really?
Up to 70% decreases. Yeah.
That's
because they're not like essential items, right? They're still like products, like, you know, some things like are probably also Etsy owners or things that sell things on Amazon as well. So we have a Sip Squad member, Jenny, who loves the podcast, who has an Amazon storefront with her and her business partner. And I really liked this because I struggle with purchasing things for guys. So they make primarily male products like cool wallets and t-shirts and tools that would be great for Father's Day, birthdays, wedding party gifts, all kinds of things. Okay. So their top seller, I'll shout it out here, is called the Savage Spartan Tactical Wallet. The shop is Savage Spartan. S-A-V-A-G-E, Spartan Tactical, T-A-C-T-I-C-A-L, wallet. And I looked at this, I thought, these are really cool. They're slim. They're like aluminum credit card holders with a money clip. And I feel like dudes have wallet money clip type things, and it would be just a great little gift idea. So check it out, you guys. Jenny, thank you for emailing us. And if you are a small business owner or have someone close in your life that is, email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. We will continue to shout out small business owners who are hurting from everything that's going on.
Yes. Okay, great.
Reviews of the week. You guys have been good.
Are
I am impressed.
Down? Oh, you are.
They're not slowing down. Great. They've been impressive. I've been impressed. Again, well, no false sense of confidence. Okay. I love that Wendy C. wrote review, and review again. This is good. She understands. I'm just reading some of the subjects because they have been good. Katie Stewart, thank you. These two are saving my quarantine. But E. Samuels is, let's read this one. The best pod out there. I've been listening since the start. I have belly laughed, cried, and laughed more while listening to this podcast. These ladies are amazing. They keep it real from marriage to babies to eating and everything in between. This podcast has kept me sane and has been one of my normal activities since the lockdown. So grateful for my besties. You know, this subject line I like a lot. I don't really know. I feel like it's like the ultimate compliment for a podcast. The show I always come back to. You know, no matter how far you stray, always come home to us. Yeah. Come on. Come you. Under our arm. Come in for
come
a tight little squeeze.
Suckle on my teat. Come get a quick suckle. I have breast milk now. We both do. It's very nutritious.
We will nourish you.
We will nourish you from our womb or something.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Great.
Great. That's that.
Great.
So guys, leave us reviews, 5 stars, tell a friend, share us on your stories.
Yeah.
Do the things that we're demanding of you. Okay.
If bring you us the content we're
you're
asking.
You're going to be sorry.
You'll be very sorry. We're going to keep this. You know what we're going to do if you guys don't do those kinds of things for us? We're going to continue spreading COVID and we're going to be on lockdown for a long time.
Wow. The pandemic lies.
Continues if you don't.
In your hands.
It lies on your hands. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Well, that's a good, awesome. Strong enough. It's about as strong enough threat as it gets right now. Good.
Okay.
Okay.
No amount of drinking bleach will clean you.
That's right.
Did you hear about that this week?
Yeah, I did.
Times.
Don't do
There's
that.
Crazy times.
Don't drink household cleaning products.
Somehow get UV light inside of you. I guess that was another thing. I don't know. You know
unreal.
What? Just hang tight. Waste your time quarantining Well, it's not a waste. Reviewing and all the things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All okay. right. Have Let's we got in. A what you need to know oh, that is a what you need, need underscore all caps bold need to know right now. Yep. We're talking about quarantine hair.
Yep.
Okay. And how to keep things in a happy state versus a sad quarantine state. So we've got some products that we love, some strategies, some tips and tricks. Right. Well, how do we want to tango here?
So I'm going to, okay, so Call has strategies on root touch-up for brunettes. I'm going to strategize with you how to train your hair, because now is a great time to train your hair to wash it fewer times. And then maybe we close it out with some products.
Sure. Great. So let me talk about root touch-up, you guys. My natural hair color is a medium brown. When I go to the salon, I've been actually going darker. For a while in my life, I was going lighter or just highlights or whatever. And I've been just going darker, darker, darker. The problem with going darker is for someone like me, who right when I hit like 27 started getting gray hairs.
I can't believe that.
Oh, yeah. They pop up like right in the, what is this?
Temples?
Temple area. Just like all in the front, like your hairline,
right around
really
your face,
is when they come in hot. And it's genetic. My whole family, you know, it's the same sitch. You know, we go gray when we're young and we stay that way till the end of time. So anyway.
I've never seen gray on you. So I just, it's like crazy, you know?
Well, and it's not like all of it, but it's enough to bother me. And that's who this is really for, is for yourself. Okay.
Right. Because no one else is seeing you guys right now. You know, everyone's stuck at home, but you're exactly. seeing you.
So I've always used, and I'll talk about the temporary stuff if you want to just dabble with root touch up. I've talked about some of these products on here before for just things to bridge you until you get to the salon. But now there's no salon at the end. There's no temporary. I needed permanent, and that scared me a little bit. So I did a lot of recon on best permanent root touch up. And I think I threw it out here too, because a lot of you sent in recommendations. I did go with a recommendation from the Sip Squad after I did more research on it.
Okay.
So runner up, who I haven't tried, but it deserves a shout out, Madison Reed. R-E-E-D. A lot of you recommended them. The one I ended up going with is D-P-Hue, H-U-E. They're a great brand. I went with them because FabFitFun sent some of their stuff in a box one time and I really liked it. And so I trusted that brand. They have all different colors. I went with dark brown. I read on the reviews that, so it was $30. For a root touch-up kit that had two applications in it. I read online that, and I only did research on the dark brown. So just, you know, if you're blonde or any other hair color, do your own research before you buy and try. So the reviews on this said that, and you know, the other thing that's hard about permanent hair color is there's a lot of bad reviews for people who either didn't do it right or their hair had like a weird reaction. So it's very difficult to find something with like a 5-star situation. I think DP Hue had 4. So the process was very easy. A lot of reviews on the DP Hue said you actually have to use both applications. So you're, you know, use the whole packet for $30. And I had a lot of hair, so I assumed that would be me. I assumed that I'd have to use both.
Yeah, you do have very thick hair.
But I actually only needed one. So I just, because I only put it around my hairline, I put it, you know, down the middle of my part and then kind of throughout. They give you gloves. They give you a little mixing bowl, a little brush. So you've got everything you need. I just painted my hair. And then I took my gloves on and I sort of massaged it into like the base of my hair around so that it would kind of get blendy. And it said to leave it on for 45 minutes. On the reviews that I read, a lot of people said to leave it on longer, like an hour. Yeah. And then some people even took like a hair dryer for just like a little warm up on it, not a long time, right? Just to make sure it was really baked in.
Yeah.
I sat outside on a sunny day for a little bit. It wasn't super hot, right? I don't want you guys to go overboard, but it was just sort of warm out. And I left it on for almost an hour.
Wow.
And it came out and I was nervous. Like when I was washing my hair, I just thought like, you know, oh my God, what is this going to be? Is it going to be way too dark or is it going to be orange? Like, is it not going to be enough? And I felt better when I got out of the shower because there was nothing dramatic on my wet hair. And then when I started drying it, I was blown away how I think good it looks. Like I'll get close to the camera here.
You can't see any
gray. You can't see anything. You can't see any gray. And you also can't see any difference between it and my hair. It wasn't like two-toned.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So super natural. Really, really happy with it. I got it on Sephora. And I got two packages. So I spent $60. So now I have four applications and I've only used one.
And you
so
guys, Sephora use this is having
every
their,
4 weeks.
Their discount sale right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how long. Okay. Ends 5 May 1st. Shoot. Okay, good. We're still, when you guys are listening to this.
We've got a window. We've got a short window of time.
If you use the code SPRING SAVE, depending what level you're at with Sephora, you'll save between 10 to 20%. There's like 10,
good.
15 or 20%. So
great timing.
Use that code.
Great timing.
Great timing. And I'm on their website right now. And you know what's so interesting about this is when I said, oh gosh, guys, my roots are going nuts. Someone said, hey, get the blonding brush from DP Hue. Which is so interesting because we've been watching Very Cavallari. Have you watched that show ever?
No, but I know of it. Yeah.
Yes. So it's Kristen Cavallari. And then this last season, her best friend is a hairdresser and he does like Gwyneth Paltrow's hair, he's done Jennifer Aniston's hair, which I feel like is probably the most famous hair.
The Oscars of hair.
And then of course he does Kristen's and whatever. And this is, apparently he recommends this or this is his line or something like that. Yes. So I went on there, but the blonding brush is sold out, but it's so interesting that that's what people recommended to you as well. So I'm on the DEP Hue website. The blonding brush is not there, but I'm going to look on Sephora and see what they've got because this
Well,
is
and
exciting.
When I went to get it the first time, it was out of stock. And so I put my email in and then I got the notification that it was back in stock and I went and bought it right away. I wasted no time. And that's why I got two of them, not even knowing if I'd like it, just feeling like if I like it, it's worth the $60 risk. And I love it. I'm so glad I have plenty.
Tell me again what you got. You got the root touch-up?
The root touch-up kit.
Okay.
It's a $30. It's a box. And it has everything you need. Yeah.
Now, is this something you think you'll continue to do?
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I do. And here's the thing is nothing replaces the salon. I miss it. Like, and I was also going to say it does make you realize like how much you appreciate a good hairstylist. And so buy a gift card from your hairstylist.
Yeah.
But it's also a big time investment for me because I have a lot of hair and with how quickly the grays come in, I don't want to have to go in every single time unless I'm getting a cut and color. And so now I feel like I love this so much that this is a great root solution to basically bridge me in between. Yeah, like, you know,
absolutely.
So I'll use this every 4 weeks when things start getting bad so I don't have to deal with the temporary sprays and powders like I've been doing.
Yeah.
Which if you feel more comfortable with sprays and powders, what they do is they buy you time basically a couple days. Or until your next wash, right? So a couple recommendations, Style Edit or L'Oreal Root Powder Spray. Both of those are in our Amazon store. So go to our Instagram, to the link in our bio. Our Amazon store has all of our faves in there. I also recommended there's a Madison Reed powder that basically looks like an eyeshadow and it has a brush and you just like powder your grays. Mm-hmm. But those solutions are temporary. And now that I know about DPHU, they're like just training wheels to get to DP Hue.
Yeah.
Not DPHU, okay. DP Hue. Okay. All right. Over to you, Ash.
Okay. Now, I've talked about this girl before, Jasmine Ray Hair on Instagram. But in case you haven't gone to check it out, I've been getting a lot of questions lately like, wow, your hair's so long. Do you have extensions? And blah, 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 blah. And I don't have extensions. My hair has grown a lot and I am on prenatals, which I think probably makes a difference. But I've also been using this hair growth method and hair training for several months now. And so I wanted to kind of give you Cliff's Notes version on how to train your hair so that you don't have to wash it all the time. And also what you should do to take care of it so that it grows.
Ooh, good.
So I'll run through kind of quickly. To train your hair, if you are someone who washes your hair every day because you're like, my hair gets so oily, I have to, you've kind of trained your hair to overproduce oil because you're washing it every day and taking out those natural oils. So you have to then retrain it to not have to wash it as often. Now, if you wash your hair every single day, all you're going to do is stretch it by a day. So if you wash it every day, you're going to move to every other day.
Okay.
So you're going to wash it every 2 days and you're going to do that for 2 weeks. Use dry shampoo if you've got to. Most of us will, but you're going to do that for 2 weeks. For every time that you extend, you do it for 2 weeks. So I am to the point where when I have freshly bleached hair, damaged hair actually doesn't get as oily as my natural. So now that I've got a lot of grow out, I feel like I'm getting oilier. So I'm washing my hair every week. On Sunday is my washing hair day, but only once a week. When I'm freshly bleached, I can go 14 days plus without washing my hair.
Wow, wow, wow.
Now,
which especially if you have a lot of hair.
Oh,
that's really nice because washing your hair and drying it sucks.
It takes forever. So this is a huge time saver for me. Yeah.
And also you feel like it's not just, it's the best thing to do for your hair.
Yes.
Like keeping it healthier. You don't feel like you're just being like gross.
Well, yeah. So So I was talking about it on my Instagram story one time. They're like, well, what's the benefit of that? Is there another benefit other than just not having to wash your hair? But if you don't have to wash your hair all the time, then you're probably not having to put heat or, you know, you're not blow drying it or putting a curling iron to it all the time because you're not having to style it. So there's less heat damage. The other thing that I think a lot of us do when you wash your hair, you get out and you like, you know, you like toss it all around in the towel to get it dry. And that's actually really hard on your hair. So rather than like toss, you know, shaking your head around or like being rough in the towel, because when it's wet, it's very fragile. You want to actually kind of squeeze it like a sponge with your towel. So you're not, you know, causing breakage.
Gentle.
But that is what you want to do right now is extend by 1 day. And if you have really fine hair, you know, maybe you'll have, you maybe it will max out at a week. Colin and I both have like thicker, coarser hair, and those types of hair, you can go longer than a week generally if you want. So get a good dry shampoo and in between your washes. So Colin and I have talked about this before, but you want a lighter dry shampoo in the first couple days, and then you'll get to a heavier dry shampoo later on. I use, for my lighter dry shampoo, I use Living Proof. For my heavier, like, you know, day four, five, six plus or whatever, I will use Batiste.
Yep.
Call, you use Hask.
Hask and Living, I bought Living Proof and I love that too, and Batiste.
Okay,
and
what's all your, of is those your lighter are, one is Hask?
Yes, Hask.
Okay. So yeah,
and they're all on our Amazon store too.
Okay. So the girl that I learned a lot of this from, Jasmine Ray, her slogan is dry shampoo and push through. Wear a hat if you have to, but this is a great time to be hair training. So do that. You know, so if you're an everyday washer for 2 weeks, you're going to go 2 days. And then after the 2 weeks, you're going to push to a third day until, you know, you just keep pushing it. Just 1 day. An extra day each time. Okay, now taking care of your hair to help it grow. So that was hair training. This is kind of growing. And hair training also will help your hair grow because you're being gentler on it. I read this in a magazine forever ago. I think I was in high school. But I've always only washed my scalp, not my hair. And then I condition basically from like the neck down. I don't condition at my scalp, which maybe I should, but the more important thing is that you're only really washing your roots. You're not washing all of the rest of your hair because you don't want to take all those oils out, but you want to get them out, you know, and the product buildup at the roots. So wash your scalp, not your hair. When you dry shampoo, you want to brush that through. I brush my hair twice a day. I brush it in the morning and you want to really brush it, like brush it, you know, on your scalp and drag those natural oils down through to the ends of your hair. I do it morning and night. And that sounds counterintuitive, like maybe it would be too much, but you want to get those oils you know, spread out. And also brushing and being making sure you're massaging your scalp is going to stimulate those follicles and make it so your product, your dry shampoo or whatever, is not building up and kind of blocking those follicles. So they're still growing.
Keep things moving.
Brush your hair. Yeah. Think of your hair like humans. So it's babies, newborns at the top. Well, maybe not newborns because you got to be fragile with those. It's like teenagers at the top. Mm, yeah. You know, they're fresh,
having
but you can be
party.
A little rough with them. Yeah. They're having a good time. They don't it's get fine. Hungover, resilient. Right?
Yeah.
They're resilient. But at the end, as you get longer, they've been around for a bit. Yeah. These are your elderly people.
Senior
down at
little
the tip.
Citizens' hair.
You got to be very gentle with them. So don't tug on them. Don't be aggressive. You know, you massage your scalp and all those teenagers at the top with your brush, but be gentle with your elderly people towards the bottom. You know, just take care of them.
Don't break them.
Then after you shower, this is one of the things that I learned from her big time. Your hair, if you color it at all or use a lot of heat or whatever, if it's damaged, if you were to put it under a microscope, it would look like a sponge with lots of holes in it. So after you wash your hair, when you get out of the shower, it's important to use product to protect it from the elements. I think of product as kind of like SPF on our skin. You know, we put SPF on our skin to protect it from the sun and sun damage. You want to put like an oil and a serum or a cream, you know, something or multiple things.
Cover them up.
I use a serum and this like jelly thing that I mix together to kind of fill in those
jelly
holes
thing.
In your sponge. Yeah, it's from, what is it called? It's called like some balm or something. Like I don't know. It's from Lange, Lange. It's orange. It's like a sorbet balm. And I mix that with their nourishing gloss. And I put that through my hair when it's wet. And then I comb through it. And I'm, you know, gentle at
the end. Sorbet Botanical Smoothing Balm. Yeah. I'm putting smoothing this in balm. Our store.
Good.
Smoothing
good,
Balm.
Good.
I'm going to also buy it. So, okay.
It smells so good.
And it's a good deal. It's like $18.
Yeah. And you only use, you know, like depending how much hair I use probably like a quarter size amount.
Okay, so you mix this with what?
I mix that with the nourishing gloss, the Lange nourishing gloss.
Okay, and so you mix these in when your hair is wet.
Right. After I shower, I put that in all of my hair and then I comb through it. And then day like probably 4 post-wash, I'll take some sort of oil or something like a – they also have an oil from Lange, and then I've got like a Moroccan oil, and I just take a little bit, but I put it on my ends because your ends will start to dry out. So just keep them moisturized and protected. And I think that's it for tips on grow. She has a whole bunch of other ones, but I haven't implemented all the other ones. But these are what I've implemented, you know, hair training. So I'm only washing it every so often, then brushing it twice a day, really getting those oils distributed from my scalp, and then putting product on when I get out of the shower. Those are the 3 things that I've done, because she has things that you can do, you know, when you go to the hairdresser and as you style it and how you sleep and what to do post gym and blah, 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 blah. So, but I was like, I'm just going to take just some bite-sized things and I'm going to do that. And it has grown a ton. And you said that your hair has been growing too, right?
Yeah. So Ashley recommended her
Jasmine Ray hair color.
And I went in and just binged on her highlights.
Yes.
In her Instagram bio. And it's been awesome. The one thing I'll add is I have a naturally flaky, dry scalp. And so she has a highlight on that. And I watched it because I'm like, well, how does this check out with that? Like, how do what if I have like a natural buildup issue? And she talks through that. And are we getting into product?
Yeah.
Okay. So she recommends this brush that I bought on Amazon. It's everything that we talk about. It's all in our Amazon store, but it's the Wet Brush Shine Enhancer. And it has like stronger bristle, like a boar bristle on it. Because normally the wet brushes are pretty soft, but this has a firmer bristle situation. And so what you do, like Ashley mentioned, you want to really massage your scalp with your hair. And if you have a flaky scalp like me, you really scrub it with the brush. And she'll show you, go to her profile and check out the technique. But you get right, like mine's by my hairline because there's some natural buildup there, working out, sweat, flaky, perfect storm of stuff. So you're really like scrubbing those areas morning and night. And you'll, it's kind of gross, but you'll see the buildup and the flakes come out, especially with this beautiful new dark brown hair from your root touch up. You'll see it and it's kind of gross, but go into the shower and just flip your hair upside down and you can just shake it all out. But that keeps, it really has helped, you know, just keeping things moving through, not getting buildup. But that brush has been really good for really getting that scrub massage on the scalp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to?
On Amazon. Okay. So then I'll also, I've talked, this was from the old podcast, you guys, but the One Step Hair Dryer by Revlon on Amazon. What's fun about going to the salon is they dry your hair for you and they can do more of a blowout, right? Where they get under the root. And the One Step Hair Dryer from Revlon, I don't use it all the time because even though it's easy, it's also work. You know, because you gotta, it's pretty easy, but you're, it's still a whole thing you're doing to your hair. But what it is a blow dryer and not a curling iron, but it gives you a good blowout. You can like brush and blow dry your hair at the same time and then wrap your hair around the brush and kind of pull it through. So it gives you natural smooth volume there. This is kind of taken off. So there's a lot of other brands that do the same thing that I'm sure are very good. This is just the only one that I've personally tried, but it does give you that feeling of, you know, having someone else giving you a blowout at the salon.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if you like out. A good blow job, check that
exactly.
Okay. Or how should we go back and forth? Do you have more? What should we
do? I'm done. Yes. Okay. You bring us home.
I just have a couple too. A lot of people are like, what shampoo do you use for your hair? I am not brand specific, but to keep your hair cool, use a purple shampoo. I'm using one right now called from Joico. I used for years, Shimmer Lights. I don't think it matters as long as it's purple shampoo. I have Kevin Murphy, whatever. So just any purple shampoo you want to use. And that's what I use. But I wanted to talk about two products that I use for my hair that I do really like. And I've been toying with the idea. So if you've followed me for a while, has to be like a couple years at least, then you've seen when I had purple and pink hair. Mm-hmm. Now, a fun thing might be during quarantine life to color your hair temporarily. So the shampoo that I used for that is called Celeb Luxury, and you can buy it on Amazon. I used the lavender and then the hot pink, and I did purple on top, the lavender on top, and pink underneath. But I'm playing with the idea of maybe putting some purple back in my hair because my roots are, you know, growing out now. So but they have all different kinds of colors. They have like blue, orange, red. They have like a rose gold. So if you want like a lighter
teal,
they've got silver, like whatever. There's a whole bunch of options. So you go in the shower, put it on, leave the color on for, if it's the lavender, if it's like one of the lighter ones, you can leave it on for longer. It's not as pigmented. But the bright pink one or any of their bright ones, I haven't tried any besides the pink, but I'm assuming they're all very pigmented. Like you could just put it on for a minute and take it off and you'd have color. So those are really fun to play with and they wash out in, you know, a couple washes, I would say. And then the other thing that, because I feel like we have a lot of moms on here, I don't think I've talked about it here. Hopefully I haven't, but there is, actually I'm going to talk about two more products. There is, I have flyaways. Have I talked about the flyaway stick here?
Yes.
Only I on bought my it. Instagram.
I don't know. I've talked about it somewhere and I've bought it, but talk about it here just in case. I know I talked about it on my
Instagram, but I didn't know if I brought it to the pod. So I have flyaways. I think because when I shaved my face, we've talked about shaving our face before.
Yep.
I think I got to the hairline and like trimmed a little or something, but also just baby hairs and postpartum and whatever. So on Amazon, it's like super cheap. It's $8 and it's a hair finishing stick. It's looks like a mascara tube with a wand, but it, like, I used to hairspray and it wouldn't hold. And this thing works. So it is just Google or whatever. We'll add it to our Amazon thing. Best Land Finishing, finishing hair cream. $8 And that, like, if I'm pulling my hair back or even if it's down and the flyaways in the front of my face are going crazy, I just take that little wand through it and boom, there we go. So whip that them is into shape. I use a lot. Whip them into shape. And then lastly, I want to just talk about this curling iron that I found on Amazon because I really like it. It is $25. It's H-O-S-O-N, Hosan, 1-inch curling iron. They have different sizes, professional ceramic, tourmaline coating, barrel, blah, blah, blah. What I like about it is that it's like 1.5 times the length of a regular curling iron. So it's like a long barrel. So I can get more of my hair around it, you know, because I have, if you have a shorter barrel, then I feel like you're like having to like pump it down. And even still then it doesn't always get like as curly at the roots and whatever.
Right.
But this has a long barrel. So you can, I have long hair right now and you can wrap all of your hair pretty much around that barrel because it's so long instead of having to pump it down. So I like that. So
nice.
Those are my products.
Oh my God. I don't know how we could top this, Ashley. I just don't know how we could top this.
Well, you know, one thing that, you know, we gave you all these tips on how to grow your hair, take care of your hair, but it also is kind of from the inside out. You need nutrition. You need fruits. You need veggies. And we've got a solution there as well.
You need it all delivered to your door.
You need it delivered right to your door.
You need it delivered to you. Otherwise, you won't. You need someone to slap you in the face and say, eat your fruits and vegetables. Okay? And that's really actually
exactly right.
That's how you get healthier, right? So, guys, what you need is Daily Harvest. Absolutely. Okay? Mm-hmm. They are the answer for you to have fresh fruits and vegetables in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy them. You know, that is one thing when you buy fruit and vegetables that are fresh, at least I feel this way. I'm like, oh, here's a ticking time bomb. You know, I get stressed out about all the things that are just ticking time bomb about to go bad. I love Daily Harvest because when I need them, they're there for me right in my freezer. I don't have to overthink it. Mm-hmm. They work directly with farms and freeze organic fruits and veggies at their peak ripeness to lock in nutrients and taste. I love their bowls. Oh, my
gosh.
Their
harvest bowls are my fave.
Freaking yesterday, I did the cauliflower pesto bowl. Mm. I put, because I used that egg thing that we talked about on here. I bought right? I put a poached egg on top. Then I put avocado, and then I put this awesome pepper hot sauce that I actually need to talk about on here.
Yeah, you do.
And it was the best meal. It was so, so, so good. But they've got smoothies. They've got
Have you tried their flatbreads yet? Because they just came out with flatbreads.
What?
Which I need to put in my next order. I'm so excited. Yes. Yes, you guys.
You don't say.
And they're in the process of transitioning to 100% compostable recycled packaging.
I love them.
They're already over 50% of the way there, which, you know, we love our planet. No planet, no party. So go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code SIP to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code SIP for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. So for example, that no planet, no party. That's a quote if you are our virtual assistant prop. Because Colleen laughed at that show. That was really funny.
That was funny.
We
need a graphic of that.
Just like I told you at the top of the show, Instagram. I'm funny, okay? I'm very funny.
And you're proving it over and over.
Proving
or like people will message us and be like, hey, what were those? I need a list or to put on your stories a list of all the shows you guys talked about.
Yes.
We need this in a graphic.
Every aisle, every time. That's a Colleen.
That's a graphic. That's a Colleen original. We need our names on it, our podcast info on it, all right there.
So it's not going to be hard. It's going to be fun.
It needs to be shareable, spreadable, joyful.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a tall order and we're not going to pay much. We're going to pay. But
we're going to pay.
But it's, we need the highest quality.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot topics. Okay, I got a couple. Do you have any?
Great. I have two.
Okay, great. I'll start with one. Did you see Taylor's little Insta story?
No.
Okay. So
about the tour thing or
the big bad guys, Scooter Braun.
Oh shoot. No, I did not see this.
All those dudes who now own all her music, right? All her, not all her music.
Right.
She owns Lover, but her back catalog. They were promoing and releasing a new Taylor album that was live recordings of her.
Scooter Braun was doing this? Oh my God.
Yeah. And she did a, let me see if I can find the story comment, but she did a story about this, and I'll paraphrase it. Hey guys, I want to thank my fans for making me aware that my former record label is putting out a quote unquote album of live performances of mine tonight. This recording is from a 2008 radio show performance I did when I was 18. Big Machine has listed the date as a 2017 release, but they're actually releasing it tonight at midnight. I'm always honest with you guys about this stuff, so I just wanted to tell you that this release is not approved by me. I said I'd paraphrase, but it's too good not to read the rest. It looks to me like Scooter Braun and his financial backers saw the latest balance sheets and realized that paying $330 million for my music wasn't exactly a wise choice and they need money. Cry face emoji. In my opinion, just another case of shameless greed in the time of coronavirus. So tasteless, but very transparent.
Have you heard anything about how that's done since they released it? Hopefully, Taylor fans are not purchasing that.
Yeah, so a lot of Taylor real hardcore fans, us, this is difficult. They say don't stream her old stuff because now it only helps the bad guys, right? Mm-hmm. Only like stream Lover. But I have a lot of playlists that have really good Taylor. And I play those still heavily.
Well, I bought the album Reputation, so I don't feel like that counts, right?
Right.
If I'm playing that, I already bought. I'm not like streaming it. I'm playing it from my downloads that I own. So I, yeah, okay. But I have not played her old stuff, and I will play her old stuff because I'm not playing it on heavy rotation, and I won't be buying this album that's live because I don't want to explicitly support them. But if it's on a playlist, there's a time and a place for old Taylor songs, and that's almost always, you know?
Yeah.
So where do you draw the line? Right. We want.
And we got to draw it here. We love you, Taylor.
We love you, Taylor. We're going to ultimately support you, but we're still going to listen to your old stuff sometimes.
Yeah. I can't wait. She will re-record all this stuff. In fact, I've been thinking about her a lot. Like in a lot of art, not a lot. I'm not thinking about Taylor a lot, but in general,
like during this quarantine.
But like, are the artists like they've got all this time on their hands,
right?
Are we about to get just a ton of new music from a ton of people?
Yeah,
and like, there's a lot of just emotions right now in general, and I feel like artists they really like. I don't know. She's got to be feeling things really deeply, and that could lead to some good writing.
Yeah. You know? Well, if it's up to Kanye, if he's working on anything, he'll think that it's this is album of the year, record of the year quality. It's insane. I wish I'm a confident person.
Yeah.
I wish I had an ounce of Kanye's confidence.
Did you hear the latest on Kanye?
No.
This week? This is one of my other hot topics. Forbes. He was on the cover of Forbes. They ran the numbers. He's an official billionaire now.
Whoa.
Forbes estimated 1.3. So a big portion of that is there's the music piece, right? But then also Yeezys is major. Yeah. Whatever other investments and stuff he's done. I guess there was a story that said he texted maybe the author or whoever was working with him. He's been a self-proclaimed billionaire for a while, but he never showed the numbers for it. And they actually, Forbes, like really has some sort of analysis around how much of this is liquid or, you know, whatever. So he joins a very small list of billionaires. But he texted the author saying, actually, it's like over 3 billion if anyone there can do the math, which who really knows? But speaking of having an ounce confidence. Of Kanye's confidence, that guy
interesting because
he is God.
Oh,
seriously.
Oh, no, he for sure does. Well, yeah. I mean, now he's running his you know, Yeezus Sunday service or whatever, like he's running church every Sunday. I feel like I think I thought Kim might have been more wealthy than him, but she's not. She's not. But she's not bringing nothing to the table. I mean,
she's so if they combined their assets, I mean, they've got to be.
Kim's not a billion yet. Because we've only heard that about Kylie, and that was only Kylie's brand. It wasn't even Kylie.
Right. So if she would want that cover. She'd want that.
Yes. People you know. To know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but if you combined their numbers, I wonder, like other power couples, I think of like Beyonce, Jay-Z.
They've got
it there, you know. So that's what I want to see is a ranking of the power
couples.
Are
they both billionaires? Or just Jay in that situation?
Are either of them billionaires?
I thought Jay was.
I don't know. I really don't
because
know.
Because he produces all kinds surprised. Of things. I thought he was like major producer. Yeah, let's see. Because I don't feel like I've heard that about Beyonce. I know P. Diddy, right? P. Diddy is like super wealthy because of his...
Yeah, Forbes says how Jay-Z created his $1 billion fortune, and that was in 2019.
Okay.
Conservatively totals $1 billion. I'm gonna put is
what
Beyonce.
About P. Diddy? Oh yeah, okay, do Beyonce.
I don't think she is.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that about her.
Okay.
Because I don't think she like I think the producing is what's getting them the money. Like it's not Kanye's music that's making him a billion. It's gotta be some of Yeezus and then or his Yeezys and then whatever, like you said, his investments or if he's produced things or whatnot.
Yeah, Beyonce's is they're estimating this was in 2019 over 300 million.
Oh, okay. So compared she's got a ways to go to get to a billionaire.
Billion. Though. But I remember when they released this Power Couples ranking list and when Taylor was dating Calvin Harris, even though they weren't married, they like were like the top. And I didn't know
what?
Calvin Harris was that loaded. But,
me either.
And Taylor obviously is. But I think he's got all those club. I mean, he's like DJ club, like low key. You don't hear of these. He's had a lot of big singles, but it's constant. Like that music doesn't come and go. That's always spinning.
Okay, Taylor Swift's net worth is $280 million. How did they top the list? Okay, I'm looking up Calvin Harris' net worth.
Okay,
he's
it says
66 million.
It says 240 million. Oh, but Forbes is more trusting, 66 million. So how did they probably made the list but didn't top Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah. Okay, what's P. Diddy?
Probably
does anyone
a lot.
Else care about this? I hope so.
Everybody
740
does.
Million, so he's not. Okay, but Timbaland. Timbaland is very wealthy, isn't he?
Gotta be.
No. What? Who's the... This is $85 million. Who is the guy that produced... He's like major producer. He used to sing... And now he's like major producer and he's so wealthy. Do you know who I'm talking about? Billionaire record producer.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre.
820 mil. Yeah.
Oh, he's still not even a bill. Okay. All right. Okay.
I've got a list of the top 15 richest power couples and I'm going to just go to the top like... couple. Number 15 was Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick.
What his I mean I guess it's got to be syndication
websites
or whatever.
That are trying to do too much.
Oh, get it
so
together,
annoying.
You know?
You go to a website, they've got their little video that pops up. And they have this little advertisement that pops up. I don't have the time right now. We're recording a live
podcast.
No,
we don't.
Okay, but this is good. Number 5, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yep.
We've covered them.
Okay.
Number 4, Janet Jackson and Wassam Al-Manna. Never heard
of them. Nope. I didn't know she was dating.
Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw at number 3.
Okay.
Okay.
This is power really couple? Her.
Yeah.
It's like that's a lopsided basically power just, couple.
Yeah. Mariah Carey and James Packer. Combined net worth, $4.2 billion.
Well, that's because he's a billionaire, but I don't think she's still with him. This list is old, I think.
Packer is an Australian businessman worth a whopping $3.7 billion.
Yeah. I remember Ish. That. But that was a couple years ago. I think they got engaged, and I think that's off, right? I don't think they're still together.
Okay, this is, no one will guess this.
Oh.
The top one is Salma Hayek and Francois Henri Pinault is
Why?
Number one.
Because he's a billionaire, not her.
Salma Hayek is a successful actress who's featured in many great films. Duh. Okay, he's an entrepreneur, $5 billion entrepreneur.
$5 billion.
So
okay,
she's,
yeah.
Has been okay, married
also,
since 2009.
Just because they're like one person in the couple is making a lot of money, that doesn't make you a power couple. Like Bill and Melinda Gates,
correct.
That's a power couple because they're both powerful. You know?
Correct. You're right.
But like Selma Hayek and this entrepreneur, that's not really a power couple.
No.
It's a snooze fest with a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You
know? Put me to All sleep.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So
well,
speaking
any other
of a lot of money, I have
oh, yeah.
I have one
oh,
no. thing.
Oh.
And I don't know if everyone's going to care about this, but what are your thoughts on Tom Brady being traded to the Bucks?
I don't have major thoughts on this, but I want to hear your thoughts because I want a behind the scenes documentary of all the conversations that went down that led to this.
Yeah.
And how it all went down, how it all happened.
Right.
Were people mm-hmm. going back and forth on money?
Is it
was it
cordial?
Money? Was it power? Was it opportunity? Mm-hmm. Was there an argument? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of question marks. And I don't necessarily care about the football. I want the drama.
Right. Right. No. Yeah. We don't want we don't want football coverage of this. We want to know. We want like a Netflix series or something, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
So I just Googled speaking of power couples because I would put them in the power couple category.
Oh, Giselle and Tom for sure.
Mm-hmm. His net worth is $180 million. Her net worth. Oh, wait. If you add his wife. Okay. If you add his wife. So together they're worth $540 million, which means she's worth more than he is. But
yeah.
Anyway, that's a power couple. Okay. My thoughts are I'm with you. I want to know what happened. I want to know if it was a, you know, good thing. Was it a money thing? It had to have been a money thing. I have also heard for years now reports and rumors that Tom and Bill Belichick, the head coach, don't really get along.
Yep.
But they're both winners. They both like to win, right? I just feel like it's such a shame. Like, for example, Brett Favre played for the Packers for his whole career. Until he retired, and then he went and he played like two seasons with the Jets, and then he played for the Vikings, and then I think he played for one other team or something. And it's just like
sours things.
It soured things, and it really pissed off when he went and played for the Vikings. I mean, there are so many people that got really pissed, Packer fans, because that's like the rival team, you know. But I also just feel like what a bummer that. I don't know. I think it's really cool. Like Kobe Bryant to play for the Lakers for his entire career is epic. Now,
yep.
Like LeBron James, who's played for a ton of different teams, the Miami Heat, well, Cavs, Miami, back to Cavs.
Lakers.
And then now the Lakers. It's like, okay, well, that guy's moving around. He's moving where the money is. He's moving where he's going to win, whatever.
Moving and shaking.
Tom has been with the Patriots his whole career. And now to move to the Bucks, it just feels like this is your swan song. And you probably just need to quit football because
are Patriots fans pissed?
I don't know.
I wonder when he goes to play like an away game on his old home field.
Yeah.
What kind of reception he'll get? Probably
I think
mixed
he
bag.
Will get I think he'll get applause. I don't think people are well, they maybe are pissed, but to me it feels like people were kind of expecting this. I think the reason that Cleveland fans were pissed at LeBron was it was kind of unexpected or like LeBron, when he moved the first time, it was clear he was doing it because he wanted to win and he didn't think he could win in Cleveland. So I think he pissed off a lot of Cleveland fans. I don't feel like there's like blood in the water about this Brady thing. I mean, he was a free agent. He was open to trade or whatever. They're probably bummed. Right?
Yeah.
That he's not going to be there anymore. But I don't think he'll get booed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? At the end of the day.
But it's going to be weird. Don't you think that's going to be weird?
It's going to be
in a buck
for
jersey?
Sure.
Buck weird. Off, you know.
He's trying to freshen things up. Okay. Yeah. And guys, we got a way that you can freshen yourself up with a good shave. That's right. Billy razors, you guys. We talked about them before.
I love. Yes.
Before we partnered with mm-hmm. them here on the pod, we talked about them here because we love them, you guys. Yes.
You brought them on like the beauty must-haves episode or something like that.
I did, because I'm the kind of gal that I've never really liked a razor that I've bought. I hate that they just try and put me in a package, right? Of like, here's your little pink razor with too much like film on it or whatever. And mm-hmm. here's a flower and all these things. And then I buy a razor when I need a refill. I never have one. I'm dead in the water. You know, I've got an old razor just sitting in my shower for way too long. So I signed up for Billy, and I'm so glad I did. They've got cool razors that work great. Mm-hmm. They give you a great shave. You don't have to worry about going out to the store to get refills of buying things or remembering things. They're going to send you your refills to your door. So you always have what they need. Right. They say, listen, you've got an old shaver in there. We know it. Here, switch it out with your new razor
head.
They make
it so
easy.
Yeah, and they've also got high performing body care that can come right to your door. So I have their shave cream. I have heard amazing things about their lotion. And I even think they're in like dry shampoo or something now. Yes, it says right here, lip balm, dry shampoo, face wipes. I mean, mm-hmm. they've got it all, which is awesome. And when Colleen brought this, I said, hey, I'm hearing all the beauty bloggers talk about this. They're saying they don't have to shave as often. What do you think? And you said, I'm not sure yet because I shave every day anyway. I am not an everyday shaver. I bought the Billy razor off of Colleen's recommendation. And I am here to confirm to you, I don't think I have to shave as often. I do mm-hmm. think it's a superior razor, but it's at a very good price. $9 for their starter kit, you guys.
Wow. Yep.
So
easy. Award winning.
Express a little love for our show and support our sponsors and also just get your legs feeling good. Go to mybilly.com/sip. It's a small way you can support us while getting the best razor you will ever own. It's just $9 to get your starter kit plus free shipping always. Go to mybilly.com/sip.
Spelled mybilly.com/sip. mybilly.com/sip. You guys go and get it right now. Yes. Required homework.
Okay.
Okay. Time to rant and rave.
Okay.
Boo and woo. I got to rant, Ash. I got too many shows to watch in too little time.
Oh my gosh. Mine has to do with a show too. Okay.
I hate when I get backed up like this. Okay. Because I'm watching Ozark. Mm-hmm. So the day is a blur. We've got work, we're juggling Ben, we got all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And we finally get Ben down. We got that, it's like celebrate, like you love your kids, and then also bedtime's the best, but also we're going to bed early now because we're waking up early. Yep. So we're lights out by 10:30, which isn't that early, but it's early-ish. And so by the time we get Ben down, we do whatever we've been not doing for the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Usually it's like a shower for me. I'm an evening shower.
Right.
So we get like one hour of programming in, maybe if we're lucky two. That's
enough.
Good night. We've also got, and I'm not complaining, but we've got like these social Zooms in the evening, you know, too, which I would much rather do. But TV time is hurting. And at the same time of TV time hurting, I've got good shows that I really want to watch. So I'm into Ozark. Waco keeps getting talked about. So I got Waco on my list. Last Dance came out. I got to watch that. That's been going nuts. People have been talking about that. Michael Jordan documentary.
Yes.
I'm in a surplus situation. And I got a lot of balls in the air. I can't juggle them all. Wow. That's my rant.
Whose rant do you relate to more? Because I'm on the opposite end here, Colleen. My rant is what happens when you're watching a good show, you're binging it, you love it, you can't wait for the next episode.
Salivating.
Oh my gosh, give me. And then you watch the final episode and you're caught up and there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing
It hurts when you're
left.
Watching it too, because you know it's the last one.
You know,
your enjoyment
last
goes down slightly because you're like, don't end.
What am I
mourning it already?
Right. So I had to figure out what to do with my life when Succession ended. I just finished Ozark season 3, and I'm like,
oh wow,
pissed. When it was the last episode, I thought, could this go on forever? Oh. Could this please go on forever? Because I don't want to have to find another show. This is good.
Laura Linney, come back.
This is good.
It's too good.
It's hard. A little
too good.
Hard. It's really hard. So we're on the opposite end. You're at a surplus. I'm at a negative.
Have you watched Waco?
No.
I've heard. Watch Waco on my behalf. I heard it's crazy good. It's about Waco, the thing that happened in Waco, Texas, the religion, death, all kinds of things. Hold on.
Okay. What is it on? Netflix? Hulu?
It is the standoff between David Koresh's religious faction in Waco, Texas, between the FBI. Waco miniseries on Netflix. People have said it's really good.
Okay. Great.
It doesn't have high Rotten Tomatoes, but everyone's talking about it. So,
well, I'll give it a try. I tried your recommendation of like Mrs. America or whatever that's called. We gave it a half of an episode and we were like,
oh no, little, not good.
It's too slow of a burn, too slow
of
a start.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I just couldn't get
into
it.
Well, I'm still committed to that one.
Yeah, no, just do it. Check and let me know if it gets better.
Okay.
Because Succession, I also don't think I would have given a chance to. It was a slow start for me in Succession as well. And then it got so good.
Red hot.
I wasn't hooked from the first episode. Took me some time to really appreciate the characters. So if Mrs. America is good, then I'll
report
you.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Rave to me. Or I'll
you
rave
to
go?
You. All right. Yeah, you rave.
Quarantine is difficult. Coronavirus sucks.
Yeah.
But you know what's good? Silver linings. Mm-hmm. Quarantine breakfasts. So pre-quarantine. Sure. Yeah. Pre-quarantine, it was kind of a mad dash in the morning because we're getting Ben's daycare stuff ready. Like, it's like, getting the things, get him out to the car. It's like rushed. Or I was going somewhere, like trying to catch a flight, like doing things. These days, we got time for breakfast. And we get time to sit down as a family and have breakfast. And I have been delivering on breakfast. So during the work week, my favorite, I get a little sourdough toast. I've been growing. I'm not this cool, you guys, but like I told you I was growing basil. I also have rosemary because I just like rosemary every once in a while. But I chop up a little rosemary and mix it with butter and salt. And I spread that on my toast. And then I put a poached egg on top.
Whoa.
It is so good. I also do avocado toast with poached egg and hot sauce, which is just an amazing combo. We made pancakes. I storied about that.
Yes,
I got
did.
A great pancake mix for you guys, not recipe. So quarantine breakfast, I know
lights
that
out.
I will look back on this time and know that it was a very sad time in our history. And I will also remember
breakfast
with Chris and Ben. It's been great. What's your rave?
My rave, guys, it was actually really difficult for me to come up with a rave this week. I think there are silver linings that I can, you know, talk about. But I mean, it's really hard to come up with raves when like you're just at home, you know, there's not a whole lot changing all the time. But I'm thinking, okay, what are the good moments of my day? And I am here to report the person who could not breastfeed her first child, who struggled for the first 8 weeks of her second child's life to breastfeed. It was very difficult and very challenging. Breastfeeding is now my rave. I feel like we're to the point now where I remember you saying like, it just gets so easy. And I was like, what? How? You know, because I was living in like, couldn't do it with Rev. Mentally, I couldn't do it and physically. And then just like really struggling, it was really, really hard.
And when they're learning too, they're crying and it's stressful and your boobs are about to burst and you're spraying milk in their eyes and it's like, you're sweating. It's like really hard.
And you're so concerned, really I feel like, about what you're eating and am I doing this right and positioning and pillows and blah, blah, blah. And it really has gotten easy. I think my first goal was 3 months and he's now 3.5 months. And I don't know when we'll stop or when you know, he'll want to stop or I'll want to stop. I mean, it is still a sacrifice. There's things like I want to be taking CBD because I've been having headaches all the time. You know, I want to have dairy. He doesn't tolerate dairy still. So there's still struggles, but it is a, there's been lots of times where I'm just looking at him and I think about the last time I ever breastfeed and it will be really emotional, I think, because it's a very special, I feel really bonded and I feel really proud of us. And I loved when you said that about you and Ben, like that you weren't just proud of me, like you know, you didn't say I'm proud of myself. You were like, I'm proud of us. Like he is just as much in this as I am. And I loved that. That's like you two as a team from the very beginning, figuring this thing out. And I feel like I'm really proud of Mac and I. So
yeah.
While it was a challenge, I'm
good little team. Light now.
Teamwork, baby. Yeah.
Oh.
So
it's a good one. All right, guys. Well, we love you. Yep. Thank you for sipping with us. Stay safe.
Whoa.
Stay home.
Stay home. Stay safe. And stay with us. You can sip with us always. We will
see you
next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.